When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Hi, everybody. You know me. I'm the host of the show, Rashawn McDonald, Money Making Conversation Masterclass. The interviews and information that this show provides are for everyone. I say this all the time. It's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start living your own. Now, listen to me. It does not matter if you have just started earning or have been earning for a long time. Every day is a chance to reflect upon your spending and improve your finances. Please welcome to Money Making Conversations Masterclass one of the top financial experts in the country, Dr. Lynn Richardson. Dr. Lynn.
Hey, happy new year.
How you doing, my friend?
Happy new decade. Year. All of
happy
that stuff.
Happy first quarter, happy first half of the year.
Yes.
Happy Mother's Day. We're going to get them all out because I don't see you as much as I need to.
Merry Christmas, Thanksgiving.
You look fantastic. How's life treating you?
You know, I really cannot complain. I realize and I recognize right now what you just said is so, so important. And it doesn't matter if you've been making money for a long time or if you've just started, if it's frustrating you, if money is funny and your change is strange. I'm thankful for another day to tell somebody else how to get it right. And every single time I get a chance to have a conversation with you, money making conversations. I mean, I've never heard that terminology anywhere else on the planet, and I'm everywhere except Antarctica. And so I think it's so important for us to, you know, just money-making conversations isn't just a snazzy title of a show. I think it's a movement. I think it's a lifestyle. And I think it needs to be something that particularly, you know, our generations right now, what are you, over 50, under 40, over 60? Are you in your teens, your 20s? Money-making conversations needs to be as pervasive in our lifestyle as prayer, as eating, as breathing. You need to breathe every day, right? So we need to be having money-making conversations every day. And so anytime I get a chance to do that with you, Rashawn, it's just an absolute pleasure.
You know, thank you for the compliment. And that's really the tone that I try to create every day when people go to my podcast. It's about information, not about me, about something I want to share from outstanding guests I'm able to get on my show like you. When I use the word financial expert, a lot of responsibility comes with that title. Tell everybody, what do you do, Lynn?
Oh, my goodness. You know, the bottom line is well, let me just tell you what they call me. The people in my life, they call me the minister, preacher, gangster, teacher. Now, I don't know. That sounds like a little bit of ouch and amen. You know, they say I'm the Madea of money. You know, you might have to, it might hurt a little bit, but it's going to get you to the next level. But, you know, I always have to tell the very beginnings. I was born and raised in Chicago. My grandmother was 75 years old, cleaning homes for wealthy white people, putting me through college. She taught me to go to school, get a good education, get a good job, go to church on Sunday, wear clean underwear in case you get hit by a bus, right? You don't get hit by a bus. I'm like, why do I have to get hit by a bus? And I didn't know a lot about money. So when I got off to college, I got a lot of credit cards, like many people do. I was at one of the world's top academic institutions. I was on 100% scholarship. And whenever I needed money prior to that, I'd say, Grandma, I need $15 for outfit for a field trip. She'd tell me to look in the room on top of the shelf, behind the box, inside my pocketbook, inside a zipper, wrapped up in a piece of paper towel, it's $20. By the time you found the money, you forgot what you needed it for. So when I got to college and got all these credit cards, I couldn't pay anybody. Rashawn, I couldn't pay anybody. When the creditors would call and say, Lynn, can you borrow the money? I'd say, can I borrow it from you? I had all kind of funny answers until I got out into the real world. My credit was jacked up. My furniture was from Rent-A-Center. Y'all remember Rent-A-Center?
Absolutely.
The first car that I bought I think it broke down before I drove it off the lot. Then I fast forward, I get married, I'm successful, I'm a radio show host, I'm helping people get approved for mortgages. I helped a lady with 4 bankruptcies and 2 foreclosures overcome her credit issues. She got into a house with a low down payment, low interest rate, but I was not practicing what I preach. I was living check to Monday. You see, check to check is a blessing. That means you get paid on Friday and by the next payday, you're broke. But check to Monday is a whole nother game. You get paid on Friday, you kick it on the weekend, you pay on your past due bills, okay? And by Monday, you're broke. And I was living that lifestyle, making $20,000, $50,000, $80,000 a month, not a year, a month. I could make $80,000 a month and still be broke on payday.
Right.
So wow. I spend my life, you ask me, what do? Helping people understand this, more money doesn't solve a money problem. If it did, millionaires wouldn't go bankrupt. Rich people stay rich because they act poor, and poor people stay poor because they act rich, and poor people stay poor acting rich in front of other poor people, which is real crazy. And I think for all of us, we are not dumb when it comes to money. We just need a mindset adjustment. And I think with shows like Money Making Conversations, we can work together to make that happen.
Wow, powerful. And can I say amen?
Amen.
Because I say that because every time I talk to you, I always say I'm gaining knowledge. And that's the first admission that you don't know it all. Because that's when people run into the trap, these financial mistakes. Unfortunately, some people are homeless because they didn't listen. They were know-it-all. The writing was on the wall. Make the adjustments. When people need to get in these financial binds, what are the initial adjustments they need to start looking at? Is it putting down a monthly budget to see their bills? How does that play out there, Dr. Lynn?
Let me tell you, the very first adjustment that any of us needs to make, because we've all been there. I say everybody has either had a money problem, is having a money problem right now, or will have a money problem at some time in the future. And our culture in particular has told us we don't air our dirty laundry. What goes on in this house stays in this house. We don't have conversations about private things. And I often say, is it private or is it a secret? So the first adjustment that we need to make is to open our mouths, speak up, talk to someone. Shame and fear and blame and pride keep us from opening our mouths. So in many situations, we stay stuck in a financially depleted situation because we don't want to admit that we messed up. Because we don't want to admit that the reality that we're in is actually here. Because we don't want to acknowledge that maybe that significant other actually was cheating and left. Maybe something did happen at the job. Maybe something happened with me. Maybe I was spending too much money and it got out of control and now I cannot get it back in control. Whatever the situation is, and you just spoke about homelessness, Rashawn, let me explain this to you. One of the key ways, one of the quickest ways to homelessness is homeowners. I tell every homeowner out there, the first time you're going to make a late payment, call me. Don't wait right. until the payment is already late. You know you don't have the money to pay it when it's due. You know you don't have the money when it's due. And there is not going to be a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. There is probably not going to be a winning lottery ticket. And there is no sugar daddy or sugar mama down the street that's going to help you. So deal with the reality. Open your mouth and talk to someone. I tell everybody there was never reason to be ashamed around me because I've been there and done it all. So open your mouth. That's the first adjustment that needs to be made. And then yes, Rashawn, from there, once you open your mouth, you can actually embrace the reality for what it is and start to do the math. You see, money is more predictable than anything. It keeps us in bondage. We feel like we're hostage. We feel like we're not free, but money is a simple function of mathematics. 1 + 1 = 2. If your stuff adds up to 10, it'll never get into 2. So the job is to reduce everything down so that your math adds up. And even if you have to give up some things and give up some pride and give up some people, it's worth it in the end.
Well, you know, thank you for that again. Another amen. Because I'm going to say amen a lot because as we go through this process, one of the things that you taught me was children can be more than just that typical deduction that we put on our tax form. Because everybody say, make sure you put your child down as a deduction. But there are other platforms that children can be useful on. And that resonates so prominent in past interviews I've done with you. Can you break it down and let everybody know that I'm not telling everybody to go out there and just have kids so you can get tax deduction. Yeah. But if you have children and they're smart and they're willing to put in the work, this is their asset, and this is the way you can use them, correct?
Well, if you have children, nieces, nephews, grandchildren, godchildren, little cousins, play cousins, you know how we do, you know, folks that we have taken on as family. If you have any people in your life like that, and I say even if they're not smart, make them smart. If they're not ready, then get them ready. I'm going to keep going back to what this show is, money making conversations. And we're not having conversations about money with each other. And we're not having conversations about money with our kids. All our kids know is they want the latest video game. They want to go to soccer, football, ballet. They want to do all these things, but they truly have no concept of where the money comes from or how the exchange takes place. So one of the best things anybody could do, you're having a money-making conversation every day. Every time you wake that child up to go to school, to feed that child, to take them to an extracurricular activity, money and the conversation around it is either taking place or not taking place. So guess what? The IRS says you can hire your child, cousin, niece, nephew, grandchild, you know, goddaughter, godson. You can hire that child to work in your home-based business. You can pay each child up to $13,000 $200 tax-free. That's tax-free.
Okay, hold on. Okay. $13,200 tax-free.
Tax-free to the child and tax-free to you. Because now that you're paying that as a salary to the child, it's now a write-off as salaries in your home-based business. And it's tax-free 100% to the child, the first $13,200. Most people are thinking, well, I don't have $13,200. I'm not telling you to go find a new $13,200. I'm telling you to add up the existing money you're already spending. If you're spending $250 a week on daycare, that already exceeds $13,000, okay?
Wow.
If you are spending money on tuition, if you're spending money on piano lessons or karate class or school clothes or Christmas toys or birthday presents or going to Disneyland or vacations, all that money that you're spending it anyway. The only difference between you and me is you spend the money and it's gone. I spend the money and I get it back. You have to spend less money. You have to get more money, but you also have to get your money back through the legal tax deductions that the IRS has made available to you. And the best thing about having a child work in your business is they're gaining skills. They're probably doing things that you can't do. You don't know how to launch that business on social media and TikTok and Snapchat and IG, but your child does. You're giving them an opportunity to be entrepreneurs at an early age.
And that's important to say that. Now, before we go any further, I know you have a podcast. This, you know, this cross-pollination here. You know, you see me, I see you. Tell us about your podcast. Tell us where we can find it, the Lynn Richardson Podcast.
Well, if you go to LynnRichardson.com, you can download, you can gain access to episodes. I'm on Monday through Friday, every single day, Monday through Friday, every single day of the week at noon live in California and at noon live in Chicago. You can also watch the replays. You can watch the replays at LynnMillionaire.com, LynnMillionaire.com. So any information that you want to get about money, but I have to say, I want to come back to Money Making Conversations because this is where we get to specifically focus on topics for your beautiful audience.
Money Making Conversations Masterclass continues online at moneymakingconversations.com and follow Money Making Conversations Masterclass on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time you stop reading other people's success stories and start writing your own.
When it comes to ensuring your company has top-notch security practices, things can get complicated fast. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001 SOC 2 and more, saving you time and money. Unify your security program management and streamline security reviews with AI-powered security questionnaires. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, FlowHealth, and Quora use Vanta to build trust and improve security in real time. Access Vanta's free suite of resources to scale your governance, risk, and compliance program at vanta.com/special. That's vanta.com/special.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheChi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rashawn McDonald.
Absolutely. And, you know, but I got to share that. You know, if I share a little, my success, your success, and that's how our relationship is of year. We go way back. You know, our relationship has always been about uplifting.
Yes.
And the uplifting part, because this is tax season. We'll be in interviews happening between January and April. That's when you got to file from a personal standpoint, then a business standpoint. Let's talk personal. What people need to look out for, what mistakes they've been making, are there any new tax law changes that we ought to look out for? Because all those deductions we used to get for COVID, they're gone now. They want their money now up front.
Yes. Yes, there are so many things that have changed since COVID. During COVID, people had higher savings rates. During COVID, interest rates were low. Post-COVID, people's reserves are being depleted. Post-COVID, interest rates are high. Post-COVID, we are in inflation. And post-COVID, we are in a renter crisis. It's easier to buy a home right now than it is to rent a home. The credit guidelines for renters have made it almost impossible for the average American to get a decent place to live for a decent amount of rental income. So I would say personally, it is time to get your house in order. And get your house in order one room at a time. You know, I remember back in the day, Grandma B used to make me clean up. And if we had to clean up the whole house, it was a bit much. But if I could go and just do the dishes, and then if I could mop the floor, and then if I could do one thing at a time, it made an enormous job that much more bearable. So I'm going to say to you, just think about the one thing you want to do. Maybe it's just getting your budget under control. You want to control your spending. You want to end your spending addiction. A spending addiction is what you have when you go to the grocery store for toothpaste and walk out with $179.47 worth of stuff you don't need, and you do that three or four times a week. Or worse, you go online and start shopping, and the boxes are just coming in every other day from all the major places that deliver online. I'm not going to say what their names are, but I want us to just focus on one thing personally. And if you can focus on that one thing, then you can take the steps necessary to master the next thing.
Now, that's on the personal side, because I agree with the rent. I was just watching news today, and they was talking about there's limited amount of spaces to rent nowadays. And if you available to rent, you don't want to live there. You don't want to live there. You're just a step away from the robbery.
Yes.
So it's important to understand that the dynamics of housing has changed so much that people are homeless, not because they want to. They might not can get into a place where they want to live properly safely and things like that. Now, from a small business, so we're small businesses. We're entrepreneurs. I really talk to a lot of entrepreneurs on this show. A lot of people tune in. And the number one thing that I made mistakes, I always tell people my mistakes. My first business that I opened up was a co-partnership, and I didn't even have a budget. I knew how much I was charging people. I was a comedy club. That $10 I was getting, it was sold out, but I forgot about the tax on the ticket. I forgot about the unemployment tax. I forgot about all these little taxes. So when it came down, I really wasn't getting $10 a person. I was getting like $7 a person.
Yeah.
So that wasn't even calculated correctly in my head what I was really making. What are the primary mistakes other than a budget? And you can actually bring up the budget that we as young entrepreneurs or veteran entrepreneurs continue to make.
Well, the number one mistake that we make is we don't get an education. If you want to be a mechanic, you may have some natural ability, but at some point you may want to go to school to learn more about how to fix an engine or a transmission or whatever part of the car. If you are going to help people get well and you want to be in the medical profession, then you're going to go learn about the body and physiology and all of those things. And what we fail to recognize as entrepreneurs is we may have the talent. We may have the talent. We may be able to do the thing. We may be able to write the book or make the people laugh or make the recipe for the restaurant or whatever it is. But do we have the knowledge for the business? And so I would say the number one thing is to get the knowledge about the business. Rashawn, you have heard me talk about this, but do you know how many janky businesses are running around? I mean, every other person I run into has an LLC, but that LLC has no corporate book. There are no resolutions in the book. There are no certificates of membership in the book. And therefore, the business is running out of order. So the very veil of protection that the business was formed to provide, meaning if something happens in your business and you get sued, then they won't come after your personal assets. Because we're not running our business like a business, we're running it like a personal hobby, then you don't get the veil of protection. And if you go to court and the judge asks for your record book and your resolutions, most people, 9 out of 10, especially in our community, don't even know what I'm talking about.
Right.
They don't even know what I'm talking about. They said a record book. What is that? I filed my LLC with the system online. You know what that system is.
Yes.
You didn't go get an attorney. You did not get a CPA. We did not get financial advice. So we're making all those mistakes that you're talking about, Rashawn, and we don't have to. So get an education. At the Entrepreneurs Academy, I'm teaching everything about running a business, from how to market it, how to brand it, how to grow it, how to scale it, how to hire the right people, how to have a proper profit and loss analysis, how to project revenues, all of the things that you need to be successful in the business.
Well, you know, it's interesting. And thank you for that advice, because really, when we make mistakes, they're kind of obvious, but we ignore it. In other words, a lot of people, and I'm not saying this negative, a lot of people put a lot of pressure on prayer. Want to pray their way out of it. Faith, go out on faith without a plan. I say, if you're going to jump out on faith, make sure that plan's in front of your jump. And prayer is a lot of pressure on that. But it's something I've been hearing a lot lately. It's been annoying me. GoFundMe.
Oh, my goodness.
Every time I talk to somebody, well, you know, I'm going to do a GoFundMe campaign. I basically have hung up on people because that's not a plan. GoFundMe. What do you mean? You're going to go out there, ask people to invest in you, and you don't even have a plan for the plan.
Come on.
Have you heard that a lot? I'm just saying, on my show, Money Making Conversations Masterclass, I've heard GoFundMe a lot, and I've just had to discontinue that conversation.
Let me just say this, and this is with no due respect to whatever people do. We will spend money on the outfit for the biggest concert that's coming to town. We will spend thousands of dollars on that thing. We will go get our hair done, our nails done. We will spend money on cigarettes, on legalized marijuana. We will spend money on everything except ourselves. We will spend money on things that do not grow in value except ourselves. GoFundMe is not a life insurance policy, people. GoFundMe is not a business plan. GoFundMe is not an estate plan. GoFundMe, when and if used, should be a strategic method. It should be a strategic method to expand an already thriving or on the verge of thriving business to provide an opportunity for others to potentially invest and to share in capital and growth of the company, right. Not to just randomly raise funds so you can go get your LLC that you're not going to protect and have the business end up being janky. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's like I go sit with the attorney. I know I need funds for my LLC and my trademark. So I'm going to go do a GoFundMe account to pay for the stuff, but then I'm not going to run the business properly. And so, again, I'm not discounting those methods in and of themselves. I'm just saying we should use them strategically. The Bible says that plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. We got to stop picking the scriptures that we think work for us. We talk about faith, but faith without work is dead. My t-shirt says knowledge is power when it's put into action. Stop talking about knowledge is power. No, it's not. There are too many people running around who know a whole bunch of stuff, but aren't doing anything. We have to put that knowledge to power. The only place where work becomes, but where success becomes, if comes before work, is in the dictionary. We've got to do the work. And I think we can do it together.
And we are. And that's why I'm just saying, making sure that, you know, I'm based in Atlanta. She's based in Los Angeles. Okay, thousands of miles apart, but people say the same bad language. Coming on to Lynn Richardson podcast, coming over to Money Making Conversation Masterclass podcast, we're just sharing information, not charging you no money. We're just trying to invite you into our world, into our plan of action. And that's what she just said, action. Everything she ended the conversation was action. You can pray, you can find a scripture, but what's the action? What's the plan? What's the goal? Does a dream tie to a reality? Those are all the things that we're trying to get and trying to accomplish. But as we wrap this interview up, we always talk about two things I want to talk about, multiple streams of income, and then I want to slide over to estate planning, because now that's a whole conversation. People may never make it to estate planning, but we always hear multiple streams of income. And I'm going to share y'all something. I manage Steve Harvey, and my goal with him was to create multiple streams of income. And I did. Books, radio, TV shows, touring, speaking engagement, personal appearances. What I didn't realize is that I did not do it for myself. I was just getting one check from him. So the platform of multiple streams of income worked 100% for him, but it wasn't working for me. Not that it was a negative, but you have to understand, what plan are you working? I was not working the plan that I thought I was working. I saw all his checks, but all those checks weren't my checks. And so when we hear multiple streams of income, I want people to understand how you evaluate how the income comes to you. Is it coming through one portal or is it coming through multiple? That's when it's really multiple streams of income, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, and your testimony with all the great work that you've done, you know, you're absolutely right. And it's a wake up call for all of us to take a look at what we're really doing. My situation is similar, except that with all the things that I help, for example, MC Light to do, whether it be DJing and, radio, and she does TV, she's acting, she's producing and directing TV and film, all of those things. So that's an income stream. She's got multiple income streams. She's like a serial entrepreneur. But then I come in and I've got streams of income there, but then I'm also speaking. I've also got my real estate stream of income, my mortgage stream of income, my insurance stream of income. I've got a whole New Wealth University, and then speaking engagements. So all the things that I am actually helping her to do, I can teach and preach about. And then sometimes we do those things together. So yes, one stream of income is hazardous to your wealth. Let me repeat, one stream of income is hazardous to your wealth. The story that we were told that we could go to school, get a good education, and retire in 40 years from one job, I just have to say this with all due respect, it's a lie. It is right. not the truth. It is it's not, right. It is almost impossible for anybody from after the baby boomers on through now to be able to go get a job and work it for 40 years and retire and above the poverty line. You may be able to right. retire, but you're gonna be broke. Okay. So right. in order for us to really be able to take advantage of the opportunities, and I still say it's opportunities. And listen, everybody, get up now. Whenever you see money-making conversations come on, do something in that hour. Go grab your calendar. I have mine right here. I've been wanting to stop and write some of the things I heard Rashawn say. Write, do something, put a plan in place, an aha moment, write it down and do something and create those streams of income so that you too can be in position to have to make decisions and to exercise your choices when you want to do something, when you don't want to do something. When the pandemic hit, MC Light didn't have to worry about doing a concert or right. a TV show. Everything was shut down. There were other streams of income coming in to support not only the lifestyle, but really to expand the business. And that's what right. we want for everyone.
Yeah. And that lends itself to estate planning, a terminology that very few people understand, especially when you're doing 40-hour week employment, especially just out there trying to think that gold watch is waiting on them for 40 years of employment. And that really doesn't happen like my father, like your father or your grandfather. It's about being a serial entrepreneur. What exactly is estate planning?
Well, estate planning, so we talked about a business plan. We talked about, right. you know, a financial plan. Now we're talking about a life plan, a generational wealth plan. And that's what estate planning is. And unfortunately, again, in our community, we don't want to talk about death.
As we wrap this up, the word planning is a prominent term that's used in all success stories. Football players plan to win. Athletes train to win through a plan of action. We plan to go to college, get a degree. You know, we plan hopefully a successful marriage. But somehow when it comes to our money, we don't plan, especially in the Black community. We just spend. And so yes. when you start getting to that estate planning level, what's that journey like? What is that journey all about?
Well, the first thing to understand is no matter how much money you have or don't have, you have an estate. Mm-hmm. I was on food stamps in this century. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. So when I tell you I've been there, done that, I've had foreclosure, bankruptcy, the recession of 2008 got me like it got so many people. And so during this century, I was on food stamps. But let me tell you what I did have when I didn't have money. Mm-hmm. When I didn't have money and I still had my husband, my three children, my grandmother, and people in my life that I love. I had life insurance and I had an estate plan. Mm-hmm. And what it did for me is it provided me with the comfort of knowing that every single day I would wake up and I could grind. I could figure out how to get out of this situation, get to the next level. But what gave me comfort every night was if I did not wake up tomorrow, my plans would not be defeated. Because my estate plan would kick in and my children would be taken care of for the rest of their lives. Mm-hmm. My grandmother would still have financial assistance in her old age. She'd be able to have private duty care. Mm-hmm. My husband would be able to still go on with the businesses. And if he grieved for an extended amount of time, he wouldn't lose everything financially. So everybody has an estate plan. If you're a single mother, a single father, you have an estate plan. The question is, who's in control of it? If you actually sit down with an attorney and write your estate plan, you're in control of it. You get to say, if something happens to me and I've got $1 million life insurance policy, all of it isn't going to go to my significant other or to my children for them to spend it up. And so I'd have to come back and get everybody, right? They're going to get X amount to take care of the funeral. They're going to get X amount to pay the bills in the house. They're going to get X amount when they go to college. They'll get X amount to start the business. They'll get X amount. You can put a plan in place so that your wealth can actually be useful for your heirs for generations to come. If you don't have a plan, then the state, S-T-A-T-E, the government has a plan. We all were devastated when our beloved Chadwick Boseman passed. Right. We were devastated. Didn't know he was sick. Mm-hmm. When he passed, he did not have a will. His wife and his parents were in agreement. They were in harmony. They just wanted to split everything, but it didn't go down like that. His wife got 1.6 million, I think the number is, or somewhere between 1.3 and 1.6. His parents got between 1.3 and 1.6 million. And the probate courts got 1.6 or 1.7 million. The probate court got more than the heirs. Wow. And that's the danger of not having an estate plan. The government actually getting your resources and dispersing them throughout the legal system, as opposed to you dispersing it to your heirs. So that's why we all need to start with our estate planning today. It doesn't matter if you have a dollar, 100 of them, 1,000 of them, or 1,000,000 of them. Start your estate plan now.
Wow. Again, Dr. Lynn Richardson, the education, the knowledge of coming on Money Making Conversation Masterclass, because you are our masterclass. That's why I added that whole portion of the conversation. Because we have a conversation about not only money, but life. And what you said, most important, we all have to start having that money-making conversation.
That's
with your children, with your spouse, with your partner, with your loved ones, or people in general, because we go to church, we donate. Some people don't even write that donation off. They just give it up. Write a check instead of cash. All that can amount to some type of deduction. But your biggest gift to me is that the knowledge. Because I can't do what you do, Dr. Lynn. I cannot do what you do. You are a blessing. And thank you for coming on Money Making Conversation Masterclass.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And please welcome me back for more conversations around taxes and everything else.
And you will. Thank you again.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushon McDonald is produced by 3815 Media Inc. More information about 3815 Media Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.